Associate Justice Kimberly Budd has been nominated as the new Chief Justice of the State Supreme Judicial Court. Budd was named by Governor Baker yesterday to succeed Chief Justice Ralph Gantz, who passed away last month. If she's approved, Budd will be the first black woman to lead the state's highest court, and, as WBUR's Steve Brown reports, she could do so for a very long time.
At age 54, Kimberly Budd won't hit the mandatory retirement age until 2036. She's been an associate justice on the SJC for 4 years. She was first appointed as a Superior Court judge back in 2009. In announcing her nomination as Chief Justice, Governor Baker expressed faith that Budd will bring dignity and integrity to the position.
Both personally and professionally, Justice Budd has served as a role model for women and for people of color, and has given a voice to those who are not always heard. More than ever, we need her leadership and the unique lens with which she views experience and makes decisions.
Budd comes from a long line of public servants. Her grandfather, Joseph Anthony Budd, was the first black police officer in Springfield. Her father, Wayne Budd, served as U.S. attorney during the administration of President George H.W. Bush. Before being appointed to the bench, Kimberly Budd served as a law clerk at the State Appeals Court, was an attorney in private practice, and an assistant U.S. attorney. She also was university attorney at Harvard and directed the Community Values Program at the Harvard Business School. Yesterday, Budd said the idea of being the SJC's first black female chief justice is a little overwhelming, but added just being the chief justice is even more overwhelming.
I really have valued being on the SJC, being an associate justice, and just having a seat at the table and being able to raise issues or perspectives that might not otherwise be considered. And I will continue to do that. And there'll be six other associate justices there, and we'll have a chance to talk about all of it.
Reaction to Budd's nomination has been overwhelmingly positive. Denise Murphy of the Mass Bar Association issued a statement saying Budd fully understands the considerable influence that the SJC wields over Massachusetts law, policy, and the administration of justice. Carol Rose of the ACLU of Massachusetts says the courts serve the whole population and that the judiciary should reflect the range of the lived experiences and backgrounds that come before it.
So Justice Budd has shown herself in her judicial career to be fair and open-minded, not coming in with the preconceived notion of calling balls and strikes, but actually listening to what the litigants and the advocates have to say. And that kind of fair and open-minded approach to justice is what we need throughout our judicial system, and that is represented in Justice Budd.
Speaking on WBUR's Radio Boston, Suffolk County DA Rachel Rollins called Budd an exceptional jurist.
She is supremely qualified, but a really great temperament, gets along well with everyone. Also, as the mother of two young African-American sons, I think has a really interesting lived history as well. So it's just a really great day for the Commonwealth, and I want to commend Governor Baker for this appointment.
Budd's nomination now goes to the Governor's Council, which is expected to approve it. Meanwhile, Governor Baker still has two more vacancies to fill on the SJC, which he is expected to do before the end of the year. When complete, Baker will have appointed all seven justices on the court, a rare feat for Massachusetts governors. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown at the Statehouse.